Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I want to talk about something that might hit a little bit close to home for some people listening, especially leading up to Christmas. There is a new dating term called scrooging.
Doesn't sound good. Now, yeah, scrooging.
So, you know,
how many beers have I had to have before I'm scrooging?
No. You have to be in a relationship to get scrooged.
Okay.
So essentially scrooging is like named after Ebenezer Scrooge from the Charles Dickens novel.
I was like, what's Scrooge McDuck done now? What's going on
here? You know the story A Christmas Carol, do you know of the Ebenezer Scrooge?
Jog our memories.
So Ebenezer Scrooge is essentially like super against Christmas, like very, very negative, very down. So scrooging essentially is that person in a relationship that will break up with their partner before Christmas.
Oh, isn't there like some specific date?
December 11th.
Yeah, it's the most common day to be broken up with because people go, I don't want to spend Christmas with you.
This is what I want to talk about, because if scrooging is becoming a new popular term, it means a lot more people are doing it. And I just wanted to know on 52232955, when is the best time to break up with someone? Is it before or after Christmas? Should you hold on until you get through the festivities of the holidays, or do you want to ruin their time?
Oh, it's not ruining their time.
Well, I mean, December 11 is the breakup day for a reason, because apparently it's like almost exactly 2 weeks out from Christmas.
Pretty much.
So, you know, it's enough time that like by Christmas they shouldn't still be devastated.
Oh, you just 2 weeks and I'm totally fine. 10 business days, I'm okay. You broke my heart, but I've had this time to think about my life.
As someone who's never broken up with anyone, but only exclusively been broken up with, Tim, have you ever broken up with anyone before?
Oh, no, in a way, but I just got out of a taxi. It was a bit different. Yeah. Just got out and I was like, I forgot it's about that one. I don't think this is working. I was young. And dumb.
This poor girl asked Tim, "Where? What are we? What are we doing?" And he just got out of the taxi and left her.
He said, "What are we? I'm getting out."
Horrific.
Yeah, I know. But I think that matches my MO. I think a lot of people are like, "Wow, heartbreaker." Now, Phoebe, hope you're all right. We've patched things up. It was a different version of myself. But look, I would rather be broken up with before Christmas.
You would.
100%.
You'd rather be scrooged.
You're going to be around your family and friends to support you.
That's true.
Otherwise, you're just going to be sad in January.
Otherwise, then you've got like all the photos from like the Christmas with the families.
I just cut and run. Yeah. Brutal.
52232955. Would love for you to weigh in on this.
Yeah.
Should you break up with someone before or after Christmas?
Yeah, even like if you're in a perfectly healthy relationship, just what do you think about this for people that it might be in this situation, you know, hating their relationship? I'd be interested to see what people think about it.
Do you know what's so weird? And this is going to be just like very much an overshare on my part. I've only ever been broken up with in February. Mm. Every boyfriend I've ever had, February is when it's ended.
Maybe they couldn't muster the guts before Christmas time. Okay.
Amanda in Cario, you think it's definitely got to happen before Christmas?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely got to happen before Christmas, because otherwise not only are you wasting your Christmas with somebody and their family that you're not happy with, but you're wasting a whole lot of money on somebody that you don't really want to buy presents for anyway.
Presents. Right. I hadn't thought about the presents Tim.
So if you notice your partner's keeping a lot of receipts in the lead up to Christmas time, is that a red flag there, Amanda?
It could be, now that you mention it.
Mm. I mean, I hadn't thought about the cost issue. I thought it was more just like, look, let's cut and run. You're going to be around, hopefully, people that you care about, so like, don't just drag it out for the sake of getting through the Christmas period. But we appreciate your call, Amanda from Cario there. This is why we do the job, Jess.
Yeah.
What we're about to get into.
Tim, we've had an anonymous call through.
Hello, Anonymous.
She wants to stay anonymous.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being so brave and sharing this story. Because, Tim, this is still a little bit raw.
Oh. Anonymous.
This is last Christmas.
talk us through what happened. What do you think about, is it before or after Christmas you should probably break up with someone?
Look, I mean, anytime
Christmas, I think, is really average. It's not very considerate. Maybe after New Year, like, give a little bit of time, and before Christmas, maybe a month. I don't know. Like, it depends on how long the relationship has been as well, right? Like, you've just been going out with someone casually.
Because I imagine Anonymous, like, when you're saying New Year's, like, imagine that countdown to New Year's Eve. And like, 3, 2, 1. Wait, I'm seeing someone else. Like, that's a little bit brutal. But has this, did you get broken up with right before Christmas last year?
Well, it wasn't before and it wasn't after. It was on Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
So I had around about a 2-year relationship, had Christmas with his family, and then the year before Christmas with my family, who are interstate. So my family were all interstate, and I just had Christmas with his family in Melbourne. And got back to my place. We'd done all the presents, so, you know, touch on the presents thing as well. And he went home and then texted me and said that he didn't want to continue the relationship on Christmas night.
Text. He texted.
Mate, I'm so sorry.
Horrific. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
What did you even text back to that?
I actually didn't text anything. I was just like, what? So what?
You want to be done? We're done. Like, I'm very much like that, Anonymous. Like, the minute I am done with a guy, like, that's it. I don't want to be friends. I've got enough friends. I don't want to know you. Don't talk to me ever again.
Well, so much so that, like, he had actually, and I had noticed, taken some of my presents with him. So, but would you believe, in the last week, I have received them just randomly posted to me.
What?
Like, I had given him all of his presents and actually spent quite a bit of money. And then I was left with basically not much under the tree. Oh, there were a couple of presents for his nieces that got left under my tree that I actually delivered to his brother's house and said, look, yeah, I don't know what happened. And they're like, what do you mean? What's going on? And I was like, well, I got this text on Christmas night. And I'm like, hang on, we just saw you on Christmas Day.
That's crazy. Like,
I know.
That doesn't really seem in the Christmas spirit to me.
No, definitely not. No. Okay,
they're
so
on the naughty list.
Before, after, as long as it's nowhere near Christmas.
So like Christmas Day for me now is just like, it's a non-event. I'm just like, ugh.
If you can get through lunch without being broken up with, that's a pretty good Christmas Day for you. Well, Anonymous.
I know, right?
That is.
Low bar.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. That is, I just heard everything again. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for being so brave and sharing. Okay. And you are going to find someone so much better than that loser.
Honestly, pudding is much better than him. You won. You won.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
It's Tim and Jess driving you home. You're on K-Rock 955. All thanks to our absolute legendary pals at The Gordon. Your future, your hands. Study at The Gordon.
Tim, speaking of The Gordon, I had my final weekend of classes for my celebrant course this weekend.
What if people, you said, have come up to you that they thought it was a celebrant course?
I'm practicing celibacy.
The Gordon offers a lot.
They offer
40 free TAFE courses, but I don't know if that exists anywhere in the world.
No. I am becoming a marriage celebrant. Yeah. So I'll be able to perform weddings and vow renewals and naming day ceremonies, all of that. And so this weekend was our final weekend of in-person classes.
Yeah, short courses as well, like you're saying. 6 months. That's incredible.
We started in May. So I can't believe it's all coming to an end now. It doesn't feel real quite yet. But our last weekend of classes involved sitting and watching and performing 22 weddings.
Yeah. So essentially this is like, it's like the prac exam for what you're studying. And I guess if you are going to be a marriage celebrant, you need to practice what you're literally preaching.
So each of us had to perform a funeral, which we talked about last week. And then this weekend was...
Which again, your feedback was you're probably a little bit too chipper for a funeral. But hey...
Who was surprised by that?
Yeah.
No one. So this weekend, we started at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and we went through the entire day, wedding after wedding after wedding. We were each being each other's, like, wedding, you know, bridal.
So you were someone's bride?
I was a bride probably about 16 times. I was a maid of honor. I was a mother of a groom. You name it, I played it over the weekend.
That's fun.
And so I performed my wedding on Saturday. It was fantastic. I had so much fun. It reiterated everything for me that, like, this
course...
Why
you want to do it?
Yes, this course has made me so I mean, they say job ready, the Gordon. Yeah. They're not lying. I really feel ready to do this. I'm very excited about it. And then yesterday I got to go in and just watch my fellow classmates as we finished the second day of weddings. And so by the time we'd finished, I believe the ninth wedding on Sunday, it had gone so far over time because we're all yappers.
I guess the whole thing about being a celebrant is you're talking and you're sharing those stories. I imagine as well, can we think of real weddings for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Like on the day when you're at someone, like a family member or a friend's wedding, you're sitting there and you're like, I am so full of love. This is so beautiful. How incredible is this? I imagine after 22, you're probably going, I am pretty full up on love.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. It did get to that point and we all started to get a little bit loopy. Right. Like, you know, there was like fake babies in these ceremonies and people were like carrying them around by the leg and stuff. It started to get weird.
Commonly you should not do.
And then we got to the final wedding. One of my fellow classmates, Joe, absolute legend of a guy. Joe, shout out to you. He's going to be a fantastic celebrant. He's also an Elvis impersonator.
What a combo meal.
Right?
He's going to make money.
I was a little tad disappointed that we didn't get to see Joe do a wedding as Elvis because I thought that would have been next level. He was the final one to complete his prac in front of everyone. And so when he came out and he was just himself, although he's a lovely guy.
Not Elvis.
I was like, oh, where's Elvis? And so at the end of the class, we all sit down. We know we're all holding hands, crying because it's all over and we're all so happy. And then all of a sudden, Joe pulls out his PA system and he starts performing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Goes full Elvis.
Full Elvis into this.
For
and we all start singing together, you know, over the top of Joe. People are grabbing his mic. We're all sharing this beautiful moment. And I looked at one of my other classmates who have, you know, become quite good friends with. And she looked at me and she was like, 22 weddings. And now we're watching Elvis perform. What the hell is happening?
It's a day. Definitely a day.
It felt like such a fever dream. Like, it doesn't even feel real that it happened. I just kind of like went into this dream landscape and then I've come back to work this week. It just feels so bizarre. But I'm so excited to finally be done. And now let's all pray and hope that I can get approved by the Attorney General.
Yeah, because that's how it works. You can finish the course, but someone's going to stamp you
and
off.
And I'll be able to officially marry people by March next year.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And like on a personal side, I'm very proud of you, but also
thank you, buddy.
I'm so excited that you're going to not study at work anymore. I'm really back. I'm glad that Gordon offers shorter courses because if this was a four-year thing...
I was definitely not studying at work ever. I'm very committed to this job.
You just went, yes, I finished my assignment right before we came on here. So don't lie to me. I've got cameras. I've got the receipt.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
There might be a simple answer to this, but I feel like I'm losing my mind a little bit.
Oh.
And I feel like this happens at multiple different places. But I want to talk about the dentist for a second. I've gone to the dentist so much in the last couple of years that I thought I would have figured out what to do in this situation. Because I think there was a gap from when I was maybe 21 to 28. I don't think I went to the dentist for that 7 years.
Yeah.
And my teeth are a little bit crooked. I got some retainers like a year and a half ago.
They're looking great. Your chompers have never been
better. They're straight. I wear the retainers pretty much most of the time. I'm starting to get to the point where in the next 3 months they'll just become night retainers and I'll get to be that cool, sexy husband that's like, all right, babe, I'm just going to put in my retainers. Good night. Come on, give me a kiss.
As opposed to the sexy husband that sits at the dinner table and goes, what have you got for me?
Yeah. That's very accurate, taking out the retainers. But so I went to the dentist today for I think it's been 3 months since I started wearing the permanent retainers because I had the ones that you change every week and it slowly moves your teeth. So for the last 3 months, my teeth have been how they should be for as long as I wear the retainer. And because I'm a man of rules and I love rules, I think I'm going to, hopefully I continue being a good little boy.
Sure.
And the dentist is very proud.
Is this just another time that you've put aside to tell us that your dentist praised you again?
No. But I did get a nice, well, you're doing a good job. And it is nice because, again, I didn't go to the dentist. And I think, like, if you're listening, there's definitely, either you've done it or someone you know. Like, people, we've talked about it on the show, people haven't gone for like 20 years and stuff. And you don't want to mess with teeth because teeth can get expensive later in life. And that's my whole thing. I was like, look, I'm fine with what I had, but is this going to affect me when I'm older? And they were like, yeah. So I've been going to the dentist pretty much every 3 months for the last almost 2 years. And when you're lying back in the chair and they're doing the work, them and the dentist and the dental assistant, where are you meant to look? Are you meant to close your eyes or do you just look up at the light? Like, this doesn't have a television screen.
I was going to say, my dentist has a TV. I just watch TV.
No one assumes that you don't have a TV dentist, Jess. I'm surprised you're not getting a foot rub while they're filling in
That'd
your
be
cavities.
Lovely. That would genuinely be lovely.
But my analog dentist, we don't have, we don't have television screens or music playing. So it's just...
It's just silence.
The orange glass. Well, it's not silent.
Close your eyes. Why do you have to look anywhere?
But then it seems, I don't know, I go through phases where I'm like, I'll close my eyes.
Yeah.
No, I'll open them. No, I'll close my eyes. I'm not looking, and when I open them, I'm not looking at the dentist in the eyes. Danny's lovely, but I'm not there with her.
Make
you know?
Eye contact.
No, I could never.
Give her a wink.
What are you doing later on? So I end up looking straight into the light, which probably isn't...
Oh, that's why they give you the glasses.
...best for me. And I just don't know where to look. 5223295 Should I just be closing my eyes? Or should everyone just be closing their eyes? If you don't have, you know, any of the Marvel movies playing while you're getting your teeth
fixed. Usually sunrise. Let's calm down.
I wake up with today. I don't know. Like, so you think I need it if there's no television screen? It's close your eyes. But
yeah.
But I feel like if I have my eyes open, I can kind of see where their hands are going, so I know where to move my tongue.
Yeah. I have a problem where my tongue just follows where the...
Oh, you cut me again.
Where the finger's going. Like, if they've got their finger, I'm just like licking their finger. They're like, move your tongue aside, Jessica.
Ma'am, you have to pay extra for that. Please
my
stop.
Tongue just goes there. It just, like, wherever they're working, I'm like, ugh.
That's so quirky. That's foul. I've forgotten all about what my insecurities was, and now I can only think of you chasing the dentist's finger with your tongue.
It's not on purpose. It's a reflex. It's a reflex, Jim.
It's weird they keep bouncing your appointments. They go, no, I don't want to do it. There's a girl that licks my finger. You do it this week. I did it last month.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, I would say you and I actually, we probably don't text a lot. I think we spend that much time together.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily need to be texting.
We
too
talk
often.
All day long. By the time we get home, I'll just tell him tomorrow.
I would say if I was to look back at the history, I think it's gotten less and less over time because, again, I think we just know so much about each other's personal lives. And I feel like you might have someone like a friend or you work with or your partner that you do this with as well. Like, I text my wife. She's like top 1% of my played artists. Like,
yep.
I'm in the 0.1%, and then it's a huge drop off to everyone after that. But I would say the thing we text about most is what time
are we coming?
Are we coming in today?
Yeah,
and it'd be like, what are you thinking? Are you thinking 12? I'm like, oh, geez, 12. I was thinking 2:30. You know, and that's kind of your, and we what our fun
we,
game
we
is,
seek validation from one another
100%. I think your and my little game that we like to play outside of direct information, what's a fun little game that you and I do while texting?
What's the weirdest emoji I can send with my message?
Completely unrelated emojis. And I really rate that. I think that's a fun thing to do if you're listening.
My favorite at the moment is cowboy boy. Like the cowboy, like it's just a regular emoji face, but it's just got a cowboy hat.
Yeah. That's probably, I think you're starting to rely on it.
Yeah.
Just personally. Now, so the reason I bring this up is because I was looking back at our texting history to find this out, but I can't see anything. But I want, and if you're listening now, I want you to think about who you probably text the most outside of your partner.
Uh-huh.
But I guess you could probably include them. Do you use abbreviations when you're texting?
I do with my best mate, but that's because she does a lot.
Okay.
So I think it depends on who I'm texting, because I wouldn't use a lot of abbreviations with you, I don't think.
What abbreviations are most common in those conversations then?
It'll be like she shortens words. Like, you know.
I know I'm putting you on the spot and I'm asking for a lot right now, but is there anything?
It'll be like, oh, we're going out for dinner tonight. Do you want an entrevaps? That kind of vibe. That's like, she just shortens words that don't need to be shortened.
All right. Because there's a new study. It's kind of cleared up some stuff that using abbreviations when texting makes senders seem insincere.
Oh.
Context over text messages are so... Yeah. It's so hard to gauge. Because I get up at my wife every now and then and I feel sorry and I give her a public apology. She gives, like... pure information and facts. No emojis, no smiley faces.
Sometimes she doesn't even text you back.
Yeah, sometimes she doesn't even text me back. And I have that thing on my phone where I can see when she's read a text message. She didn't know this. I don't know if I told you. She didn't even know this.
That's amazing.
And it'd be like, read at midday. And then she'd reply at 3 and be like, oh, sorry, so busy. So busy. Just saw this. Sorry. But sometimes I'm like, it seems like you actually hate my guts when you're texting me. Like, smiley face. Like, a ha-ha. Like, I'm not asking for a lot.
See, I think you overdo it. Like, you don't...
No, I don't.
You don't abbreviate. You elongate. You'll be like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
What you doing?
What's wrong with that? It means I'm more sincere.
I'm thinking 12 today? Like, you add, like, extra letters on.
This is...
That's how I read it.
This is so accurate. This is... Not often you bring things and you'll be like, Tim, you do this, you do that. And I'm like, nah, shut up. I'm feeling very put under the spotlight.
I think it's you trying to be more sincere.
Well, I don't want you to read it. If I'm saying like, hey, what time do you want to get into work today? I don't want it to be like, hey, what time are you getting into work today? It's like, hey, buddy, what time are we meeting at work?
Should we be cheeky?
Yeah, it's vowels. I elongate the vowels. But yeah. Apparently they're seeming more and more insincere. So if you use things like OMG, FTW, which I'm pretty sure is for the win.
Yeah.
IMHO, I think that's in my honest opinion. YOLO, LMK, I don't even know what LMK. I'm just looking at a few different abbreviations.
Let me know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense. For 4 years.
But you'd be like, let me know.
Four years. There's one just here, SMH, which is shake my head.
Yeah.
For over a decade, I thought that stood for the Sydney Morning Herald, the newspaper. And it'd be like,
everyone's talking about the Sydney Morning Herald.
It'd be like, oh man, I stabbed my toe on the way into work today. Sydney Morning Herald. I just didn't understand it. So stop using abbreviations because it means you hate me.
Sure.
And you hate whoever you're texting. It's not on. Elongate.
If you ever text him, just throw a few extra Y's in there. He'll really appreciate
it. We'll be in love. That's perfect.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.